Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
High-value silage depends on maintaining chop quality throughout harvest. Do you know how to reliably monitor your silage quality? Energy from corn silage comes in a large part from starch in the grain itself. After consumed, however, the outer seed coat impedes starch digestion. To counteract this, many modern choppers are fitted with a kernel processor that physically crushes or damages the grain and stalks, improving digestibility. Correctly setting these rollers is critical. Too close and the machine wear increases. Too far apart and the kernels aren't broken and digestibility is decreased. To achieve high-quality silage, catching any problems with the processor as soon as possible is critical. To do this, grab a 32-ounce cup and at least once an hour during harvest, grab a sample from the silage pile. Next, spread the samples out on a flat surface like a card table near the pile and go through the kernels. Count all the kernels that are one-half or greater in size. You can put the sample into a bucket of water if you want. The kernels will sink to the bottom and the stalks and leaves will float. Skim or drain off the top layer and count any kernels that are half size or greater again. For both methods, the goal is to have two or fewer whole or one-half size kernels in your count. Anything over that, and word can be passed on to the chopper to adjust the processing. For those who don't have access to a kernel processor, keeping chop length short can help accomplish similar results. Shortening chop length to 3/8 of an inch for machines without a processor will do more kernel damage and maintain similar fiber particle size. For those whose priority is not particle size, mostly beef producers, dropping down to 1/2 inch chop length will damage even more kernels and provide additional benefits of helping get a better pack. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.